Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Happy Thursday, one step closer to the weekends. Glad you're with us. Local programming kicking off. Spencer on Sports for a final Thursday of the month of July, July 28th of 2022. Thanks for joining us here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 on the FM dial in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, on the stream at KGYMradio.com, on the free-to-download app for your smartphone. Check out your app store to find it. And on your smart speaker, too. Don't forget about the podcast. If you're listening a day later than we're live, that's okay. We're a live show, but we accept the podcast folks as well. You can find us podcast form at KGYMradio.com as well. Spencer Wagon, my name. Producer Ben is here as well with you for the next 54 minutes talking sports. That's what we do around here. Lots to get to, as always, on this afternoon show. And love to hear from you today on the talk or text line, 319-366-1600. Take a look at the NFL. Camps underway. Had some news come out earlier today. One team already naming its starting quarterback. Not really a surprise, considering the situation that team is in. We'll tell you who that is coming up later on in the show. Kyler Murray holding a surprise. That's the word I'm looking for. Not sure what I'm talking about here. Surprise press conference to address some criticisms he's been taking after his contract was revealed, the contract which includes an independent study clause as part of it. We'll tell you a little bit of what Kyler had to say, plus some comments, some high praise from the reigning league MVP for former Iowa State Cyclone. I think you could figure out who I'm talking about, and we'll hear from that Iowa State Cyclone as well. Of course, talking about Aaron Rodgers and Alan Lazard up in Green Bay. They spoke with the media after day one of training camp up in Titletown. We'll get you those comments later on in the show, too. Baseball. Lots going on in the baseball world. We've got a couple games going on here on the daytime slate. Lighter day of action, of course, being a Thursday. We've already had our first trade, a name that a lot of folks assumed was going to be on the move this trade deadline. Andrew Benintendi leaving Kansas City, moving to New York. Likely going to be a rental, but we'll see what happens there. We'll talk about that and more coming up at our baseball conversation coming up later on in the show. Get some thoughts from Jeff Passan from ESPN about some headlines in baseball. That'll be coming up in a few moments as well. But we're going to start with the world of college football. Big Ten Media Days in the books. Reaction to things that have been said. The reaction to the future of the Big Ten, the future of the college football playoff. Still being talked about around the sports world. We'll get to that momentarily. I want to remind you, two more shots at tickets to check out comedian John Crist at the Iowa State Fair, giving away tickets to see John Crist and friends along with Dusty Slay Wednesday, August 17th at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. Another rousing rendition of Name That John, asking you a question about a famous person named John from the sports world. We will ask that question sometime between now and 3 o'clock, so get your dialing fingers ready, get your thinking caps on. When I ask the question, be ready to call in and give yourself a chance to win those tickets from us here at KGYM. Again, 319-366-1600. Let's jump right in with the world of college football here this afternoon. Big Ten Media Days are in the books, as I mentioned. Everybody's on their way back to their respective campuses if they're not there already, and getting set for fall camp, which is coming up very soon. We are under a month away from week zero action in college football, so the season is almost here. As we look ahead to the 2022 college football season, talking about college football playoff expansion and some interesting discussions have been had about this this topic this week. We told you about the renewed thought, the renewed idea out there that maybe, just maybe, we're going to see double-digit teams, at least a push for double-digit teams in the college football playoff. We're at four. There was a lot of discussion. There was a deadline for a vote to expand it that came and went. Nothing was done. No action was taken. It was essentially tabled, if you will. But now there are discussions resuming about expanding the college football playoff. And Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren saying Wednesday, and this is a key piece of the puzzle when it comes to automatic bids. Kevin Warren saying Wednesday in an interview with The Athletic that he's not going to take a hardline stance on automatic berths for Power 5 conference champions for college football playoff expansion. So instead of being staunchly against automatic berths, he's going to soften his stance on it. In fact, that is exactly what he told The Athletic in an interview yesterday. He said he's going to soften his stance on automatic berths for the college football playoff. He told The Athletic, quote, I just feel like we have to give some credit for conference regular season success. He said whatever that looks like, though, he's not sure. Also adding that there are creative ways to do that that aren't automatic qualifiers. And he says it is a solvable issue, not an immovable one. As I mentioned, as we know, as we follow along with the world of college football, the efforts to expand the college football playoff failed. Three Power 5 conferences voted against a proposed 12-team model, and they were all for different reasons. The Big Ten was one of those three conferences that voted against the proposed 12-team model. It pushed hard for automatic qualifiers for Power 5 champions. The proposal guaranteed access for the sixth highest ranked, FBS conference champions. It's not assured the Big Ten champion would be one of them. It wasn't an explicit assigned spot in the way that the conference tournament champions earn access to the NCAA basketball tournaments. So a little bit of softened stance on the idea of automatic playoff berths for Power 5 conference champions into the next set of negotiations for Kevin Warren. As you remember, Warren said this week he is 100% supportive of playoff expansion, and he did tell numerous media sources that the 10 FBS conferences and Notre Dame, he is confident that all the different parties that are part of this are going to work together to expand the CFP, College Football Playoff, when its current contract expires. That's after the 2025-26 season. He also said, Kevin Warren also saying, he is open to looking at different sizes. So not just 12, could be 16. And we've heard that from a number of different sources, that 16 might be the new, trendy number, the new number that that college football conferences are looking at the possibility of if the college football playoff is indeed expanded. Like I said yesterday, I proponent that it should be expanded, and I think you have to at least have some sort of automatic berth for these teams that have these conference or these conferences that have conference championship games. Big Ten champions should be rewarded with a berth in the college football playoff. I think it only makes sense. But we'll have to see how things play out here as the conference commissioners are scheduled to get together again at the end of September. The group did meet earlier this summer, and that meeting has been characterized as a very productive meeting. Still talking about different issues. There's a lot of things to work through. It's not just, hey, how about 12? Hey, great. Yeah, let's do that. There are a lot of different things that have to get worked on, like number of teams in the field, automatic qualifiers, different things like that too. But Kevin Warren is open to a number of different positions on it, and softening his stance on automatic qualifiers. That is the latest news from the world of the college football playoff expansion side of things. Another piece of news from the Big Ten world is with the media rights deal. We heard Kevin Warren this week. Played that audio for you on Tuesday, talking about media rights, saying that they're still working on it. Obviously, adding in USC and UCLA to the conference in 2024 changes things just a little bit, because you have two new faces that weren't part of the picture when things started to be negotiated. Kevin Warren also hinting, we had the clip where he's thanking Fox, thanking all the great people at Fox and Big Ten Network, and then kind of tosses in there casually, and we're going to have some new family members of the media rights side of things. New media family members, I think what the line was on Tuesday, part of his opening remarks. So obviously there are going to be multiple players here. Fox and Big Ten Network going to be a big part of the Big Ten TV deal going forward. But Fox Sports president Mark Silverman also speaking with The Athletic as on Wednesday as part of Big Ten Media Days. Silverman telling The Athletic that the media rights deals for the Big Ten are expected to be complete in the next few weeks. Silverman saying that he would be surprised if this negotiation goes to Labor Day. And Kevin Warren, as we mentioned, and as we played you the clip of on Tuesday, he expects these deals completed sooner than later. There are a number of different companies, as we know, alongside Fox and Big Ten Network, that are vying for a piece of the pie. Those networks, as you can imagine, CBS, NBC, ABC, and ESPN, and even Amazon, looking at potentially airing some Big Ten games, or at least expressing the interest to air some Big Ten games. Streaming only Big Ten games might be a change for a lot of us, but it's the future that we live in. Obviously, there's a lot of sports on streaming services now. If you have ESPN Plus, if you want to watch certain levels of sports for your favorite school, whether that be Iowa or whatever it is in the Big Ten, you know about BTN Plus. That is the time and age we are in. So I would not be surprised to see if there is going to be some sort of streaming partner for the Big Ten, either now or in the not too distant future. But again, Mark Silverman of Fox Sports, telling The Athletic on Wednesday that the next few weeks should be the timeline for when we hear about the new Big Ten media rights deal for 2023. And beyond. So a lot of news still as Media Days is in the books and in the rearview mirror. We head towards the 2022 season, and we'll be following it all right here on KGYM, not just here on Spencer on Sports, but of course on all of our local programming here on the station. It's 2:17 on a Thursday afternoon. We'll take a quick break here, and coming up in just a few moments, we'll check in with Jason Fitz. He's got ESPN Sports Beat, some commentary of the biggest sports issues of the day. Jason Fitz joins us with that coming up in a few moments as well. The other side of the break, we'll dive into the world of baseball, take a look at that Andrew Benintendi deal, and more from the trade circuit, and check out the scoreboard for you, too, here on a Thursday afternoon. Thanks for checking out Spencer on Sports on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we're going to have some fantastic weather for the rest of the day today with plenty of sunshine, temperatures in the upper 70s, and low humidity. Later on tonight, we are going to have mostly clear skies, and you'll want to open up the windows as temperatures drop down into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, going to be another nice day with sunshine, temperatures around 80, and low humidity. We'll start to creep up a little bit over the weekend with low 80s Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
The more I hear from college football coaches, higher-ups, administrators through all of the media days, the more I roll my eyes. Everybody wants to complain about what college football is coming to and what the new existence of college football looks like, but nobody's offering solutions. I mean, if we're talking about the highest paid educators in these respective states, we're talking about the people that represent these schools, don't just stand up and tell me about the problems you have. Offer me solutions. If you believe, as we've heard from the Big Ten, that everything is sort of changing right now and that there could be some conversation about a 16-team playoff and what's everybody going to do next, if you believe the doomsday scenarios, there is one easy solution to all of it. Simple. college football, this is what everybody needs to do. For the first time ever, the ACC, the Big Ten, and the Pac-12, and the SEC all need to come together and decide what is good for the game overall instead of just what's best for their individual conferences. Now, when you laugh at that, that tells you that we're laughing at the solution, because that's the only real way any of this actually gets handled. If you're sitting here saying it's the wild, wild west, all everybody has to do is come together and decide to sacrifice a little of what they want for a little of what someone else wants, kumbaya together, and decide what's best overall. The problem is, right now, what coaches want to do, what administrators want to do, what athletic directors want to do, they want to blame the entire situation for creating chaos without actually trying to do anything that solves that very chaos. If they were interested in solutions, instead of sitting at media days, right now you'd have ADs from all over the country sitting together, coming up with ideas that benefit everyone. They're not doing that because it's easier to complain than it is to solve. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat from Spain and Fitz, I'm Jason Fitz.
Save 11% on all your outdoor storage needs at Menards. The Suncast 8x10 Tremont Storage Shed keeps your garden tools, bicycles, and outdoor equipment organized and protected with its reinforced walls and floors, metal hinges, and lockable handles. Get peace of mind with 11% off all Suncast storage sheds now at Menards. Good through July 31st. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton presents One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen in the Works. It's One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen in the Works, Saturday, August 6th at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton. Tickets are on sale at the Iowa store or wildroseresorts.com.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back at 223 at Spencer on Sports for a Thursday. Here at KGYM, 319-366-1600. Keep that number handy because we got Name That John coming up in a matter of moments here. Your chance to win tickets to see comedian John Crist at the Iowa State Fair on August 17th, Wednesday night at the State Fair. We'll give you that opportunity coming up here in the next 10 minutes or so here this afternoon. I'm sure you're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn later on today. They've got a chance to win as well. They are giving away tickets to see One Night of Queen for my Gary Mullen and the Works at Wild Rose Casino in Clinton coming up on Saturday, August 6th. Chance to win with Todd and Alex coming up today between 4 and 6 here on KGYM. And 319-366-1600, number to know for our talk or text line available to you here today. Diving into the world of baseball for you this afternoon. One of the big pieces that we have been hearing about all throughout the season itself so far here when it comes to being traded is outfielder Andrew Benintendi of the Kansas City Royals, long rumored to be on the move at some point this season, likely ahead or right at the trade deadline, which is coming up on August 2nd. And last night became official. Andrew Benintendi traded to the New York Yankees for a number of pitching prospects. One of them actually ties to Eastern Iowa. TJ Sikkema, The number 19 prospect per MLB.com in their prospect rankings sent to the Royals as part of the trade for Benintendi. It was Sikkema, Beckway, and Chandler Champlain, all three minor league pitchers that were sent from the New York system to Kansas City in exchange for Benintendi last night as part of the deal. Sikkema, native of DeWitt, Iowa, and just saw this from Steve Batterson of the Quad City Times. Both Sikkema and Beckway are currently listed on the Quad Cities River Bandits roster on the reserve list, so could be seeing them very soon. Both Sikkema and Way, part of the trade for Benintendi as part of the Quad Cities River Bandits here, so homecoming for T.J. Sikkema. As he returns to the Midwest with the Royals organization, likely going to be pitching here for Quad Cities in short order. Benintendi, of course, having a great season, hitting .320 through 347 at-bats this year, his second season with Kansas City, and having a great season. Not going to be likely the biggest name that's dealt before the deadline. Juan Soto still out there. Is he going to get traded? We don't know, but Benintendi drawing some praise even with the Yankees on the current current team after this weekend, when it was rumored that Benintendi is going to be possibly joining their squad. Aaron Judge saying here this week, in fact, asked about Benintendi late yesterday after losing to the Mets, trade becoming official in the midst of the game. Aaron Judge praising the addition, saying Benintendi's been well over .300, playing great defense and a spark plug over there in Kansas City. Judge saying, anytime you bring him into the type of culture we have, it's always a plus. Saying that he is going to be a good addition, Benintendi will be for the Yankees. Obviously, there is some question because it was news a week or two ago that Benintendi was among the 10 players for Kansas City that were not eligible to make the trip to Canada to take a part in that series against Toronto right before the All-Star break. Well, it came out today, USA Today's Bob Nightingale reporting that Andrew Benintendi has told the Yankees he does indeed intend to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. That's important because it could be a factor as he joins the Yankees. The Yankees are slated to visit the Blue Jays still in September. Obviously, in the middle of a pennant race, you want the player you just acquired available. You want all your players available, able to play for you. And it sounds like, at least according to reports, Benintendi does intend, now that he is with the Yankees, a contending team, to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Nightingale reporting that Benintendi told the Royals of that decision, and it was conveyed to several teams before the trade was made. Financially, Benintendi owed roughly $3 million for the rest of the season. He will be a free agent after this season. So who knows if he stays with the Yankees or he does move in the offseason again. But he is the first block here, one of the first blocks that of the trade deadline here to move going from Kansas City to New York. One of the other pieces, speaking of New York, that has been linked to the Yankees, a number of other teams that might be interested in his services, is Luis Castillo, the starting pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds. Actually did pitch last night, pitched very well, at a 5-3 victory for the Reds over Miami. Jeff Passan weighed in on Luis Castillo on ESPN Radio last night and talked about why he's going to be a difference maker no matter where he ends up.
I think Luis Castillo is probably that guy. You know, I think a lot of people want the answer to be Juan Soto, and I'm sure we'll get to him eventually, but Luis Castillo looks like a pretty sure bet at this point to be moved, and I think it may take a little bit because there are quite a few controllable starting pitchers on the trade market right now. He's not the only one out there. There's Frankie Montas and Tarik Skubal with Detroit and Pablo Lopez with the Marlins. The Astros are considering dealing one of their plethora of starting pitchers. Cleveland has had discussions about Zach Plesac and Aaron Civale. So there are names that are out there, but Castillo is the best of the bunch. And this is a guy who, when he is healthy and when he is effective, is You know, the stuff is top 10, 15 in all baseball.
And ESPN MLB insider Jeff Passan talking about Luis Castillo and potential movement of him at the trade deadline. Other news, the rumors, at least at this point, from the trade side of things, from CBS Sports and RJ Anderson, their fine baseball writer, talking about the Juan Soto deal. CBS Sports identifying, yes, the Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals, as the favorites to land Juan Soto. And the Cardinals reportedly have ratcheted up efforts to get a deal done. This is according to both RJ Anderson via, or Jeff Jones, I should say, of the Belleville News Democrat via RJ Anderson of CBS Sports. Jones reporting the Cardinals' latest offer includes a package that has Nolan Gorman, one of the Cardinals' top young prospects, as part of the deal. Anderson also saying that Patrick Corbin, again, the name that it's been said the Nationals are looking to unload both Soto and Corbin as part of a package. Corbin might be part of the trade should it happen to St. Louis. So that is the latest information there, latest intel from RJ Anderson at CBS Sports. A couple other news and notes from RJ's side of things. Sources indicating Jose Quintana having a fairly good year with the Pittsburgh Pirates, drawing interest from a variety of contenders, including the Yankees and even the White Sox. Would be a reunion there for Quintana if that were to happen. John Heyman reporting that the Dodgers are looking at Garrett Cooper from the Miami Marlins as a possible trade piece there. And ESPN's Jeff Passan as well reporting that the Houston Astros are among the teams with interest in acquiring Wilson Contreras from the Chicago Cubs. So latest trade rumors here. Of course, the deadline is coming up on the second Tuesday, and I'm sure we'll have a very busy here weekend and start of the week ahead of the trade deadline on Tuesday. One of the other interesting conversations that's been out there in the world of Major League Baseball has been Shohei Ohtani. Now, I don't think the Angels are going to trade him at the deadline. Stranger things have happened, though. And Jeff Passan also weighing in. Part of his conversation on Spain and Fitz on ESPN Radio last night was about Ohtani's future with the Angels. What does that look like? Here's Passan with his take.
I wish I had a good answer to this question because there's so many different complicating factors involved here. It's similar to Soto in that it's not just a straight-up baseball trade, but there are a lot of different elements that you have to consider, especially ownership. And Artie Moreno, the Angels owner, has always, with big deals, been the one to pull the trigger on them. He's the one who signed Anthony Rendon. He's the one who gave Mike Trout $426.5 million. He's the one who brought Josh Hamilton in. So the idea that you're going to take the guy who I think is pretty clearly the most talented baseball player in the world, and maybe the most talented baseball player any of us have ever seen or will ever see, and move him before he reaches free agency, it seems like an absolutely foolish thing to do. The problem is, if you don't start winning, he's going to have no incentive to re-sign there after his 2023 season when he becomes a free agent.
Jeff Passan on Shohei Ohtani's future with the Angels. And speaking of the Angels and non-trade deadline news and rumors here for you today, big news out of baseball is Mike Trout. Obviously dealing with some back issues. He hasn't played in a game since the 12th of July because of what was originally diagnosed as back spasms. He was later placed on the injured list with a diagnosis of rib cage inflammation. Now the Angels have a little bit better idea. This news coming out late yesterday. He's been diagnosed with a rare condition called costovertebral dysfunction at T5. That's according to Jeff Fletcher of the Orange County Register. Angels head trainer Mike Frostad explaining the condition, saying it's a pretty rare condition that he has in his back. Don't really see a lot of this condition happen, and for it to happen to a baseball player, Frostad saying you have to take it into consideration what Trout puts himself through with hitting, swinging, and jumping to catch fly balls, and different tasks he's expected to do on the baseball field. Angels set to reevaluate Trout once his body has had more time to benefit from the cortisone shot he received last week. Jeff Passan also talking about Mike Trout. What is the level of concern with this? Obviously, being a rare condition, your ears pop up. There's probably some panic that sets in if you're an Angels fan or a Mike Trout fan in general. Here's what Passan had to say.
I understand when athletes get injured that sometimes there's more optimism than is warranted, but I think it's just too early at this point to try and understand how much pain Mike Trout can withstand when he's playing and how much he's going to be in if this is in fact something that's going to be lasting for a while here. Because, listen, one thing that we don't know as fans is what athletes go through in order to compete. A lot of times it is well beyond what any of us would ever even consider a reasonable threshold to try and perform and compete in a sport. So I am by no means sitting here and suggesting that Mike Trout's career is going to be altered to a point where we don't recognize.
Jeff Passan talking about Mike Trout and that situation with the rare back condition. Trout telling a number of different reporters, saying this weekend that it's, of course, his goal to play again this year, was saying he went through his phone, getting a lot of text messages with concern, but Trout saying to The Athletic and a number of different sources, here's the direct quote, "My career isn't over. I'm not worried about that." He says it's just one of those things. You play, you swing a lot, and things pop up, and that he's been playing through it for a little bit, and he's going to take some time to figure it out. So Mike Trout not concerned about his career being cut short by this this condition, but still some pause with it and hoping for the best for Mike Trout. One of the best in the game, not the best in the game, once or when he is healthy, that is for sure. 319-366-1600, 3148 chiming in about the Wilson Contreras story, I presume, saying that as a Cubs fan, hope that deal goes down. All that does is hurt them. They need pitching. No way they do it. Cub fans, obviously, you don't want to see Contreras go, but you're probably resigned to the fact. I'm not a Cubs fan, so I don't want to speak for you. But Cubs fans, are you like resigned to the fact that Contreras and maybe Happer gone? Let me know. 319-366-1600. The talk or text line available to you. How do you feel at this trade deadline as opposed to last year, Cubs fans? Just want to gauge your feelings right now. After last year, I feel bad for what the Cubs have gone through. As a non-Cubs fan, I will say that. All right, get that phone number ready. Ben is ready. We are going to do Name That John here for you this afternoon. A chance to win tickets to see John Crist at the Iowa State Fair. Again, the show is Wednesday, August 17th at the fair. John, a very funny man, had some great skits out there. If you have not seen some of his stuff, he's got a really funny one for sports fans called Honest Football Coach, Every Parent at Disney, and lots more. He's had more than 1 billion video views and 4 million fans on social media and sold out shows from coast to coast. And he's going to be right here in the great state of Iowa. So you got your chance to win here. We've been playing this trivia game all week long. It's called Name That John, giving you clues about famous people named John from the sports world. We had John Wooden as our answer yesterday. So be thinking, who could this person be that I'm about to give you clues on? And once you think you know who it is, give Ben a call, 319-366-1600 to weigh in and make your guess. Here's your clue. This famous John was head coach of the Oakland Raiders from 1969 to 1978. Then became a beloved announcer on the TV. His name is also attached to a famous video game. What John is it? 319-366-1600. Give Ben a call. First person with the correct answer gets the tickets to see John Crist at the Iowa State Fair from us here at KGYM. It's 2:39. We'll take a quick timeout. NFL news and more coming up in just a bit here on KGYM.
The Marion Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce Oktoberfest, presented by Sheets Forest Draper Insurance. This fun new event will be Saturday, September 17th from noon to 3, featuring 25 breweries from Iowa and surrounding areas. You'll receive a commemorative tasting glass and access to samples, plus enjoy live music and traditional German games. Choose the VIP ticket option for 11 a.m. early entry. Don't miss Oktoberfest, Saturday, September 17th in Uptown Marion. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Search Marion Oktoberfest.
What amazing feat can you accomplish in 2 seconds? You can shoot the winning shot of the championship game. You can rocket 110 feet into the sky in the world's fastest elevator. You can even perfect your yodel.
Yodel-ay-hoo.
But maybe the most monumental feat you can accomplish in 2 seconds is saving a life, your life, just by buckling your seatbelt. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle 5 job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. Job Funnel simplifies your search. Fill out info once and we post it to all the big job sites. Job Funnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to KZIA.com and click on Job Funnel to get started. Breathe. Job Funnel's on it.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. An oil change with quality oil like Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic can help your engine get more out of every mile. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $35.99. Get what you need for better fuel efficiency at any of our 6,200 stores or on AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Back at 241, coming up on 242, it's Spencer on Sports for a Thursday, 319-366-1600. Congratulations to Noah from Iowa City checking in. He was the correct guesser in Name That John. Giving away tickets to see John Crist at the Iowa State Fair coming up in August. The correct answer today, the legendary John Madden. As I said, famous TV announcer, I think that might have given it away. But John Madden, video game, might have given it away too. The correct answer today. One more chance to win with Name That John coming up tomorrow, sometime between 2 and 3 here on KGYM. Congratulations to Noah. Enjoy the show. To Noah and to everybody who's won this week, one more chance, like I said, coming up tomorrow. And another chance today, by the way, on the gym class between 3 and 4, chance to win tickets to see ZZ Top along with special guest Ann Wilson from Heart. Going to be at the Iowa State Fair the night before John Crist, Tuesday, August 16th. Scott and Mark have a chance to win tickets coming up today between 3 and 4 right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Quick look at the baseball scoreboard before we dive into the NFL here today. A couple games going on in the daytime side of things. One final. The Orioles beating the Tampa Bay Rays 3-0. Trey Mancini with an inside-the-park home run. Speaking of players that might be traded, it's kind of the question, like, Baltimore's had such a good second half, or at least end of the first half, into the start of the second half. Are they really going to move players? They've done so well, done pretty well. Still pretty far behind in the standings. Still pushing for a wild card. Be interesting to see if they actually make some moves, but Trey Mancini with an inside-the-park home run today for Baltimore in the 3-0 win over Tampa. Reds leading the Marlins in the top of the ninth, 5-4. That series wrapping up in Cincinnati. Rest of the schedule looks like this. You've got the Yankees taking on Kansas City. How convenient that Andrew Benintendi gets to fly with the team to KC, then walk across to the other clubhouse. Jameson Taillon scheduled to go for the Yankees against Brady Singer for the Royals tonight. Philadelphia is at Pittsburgh. Detroit playing at Toronto. Cleveland is at Boston tonight. Houston and Seattle. Seattle cooling off a bit after that 14-game win streak. Looking to do things a little bit better at Houston tonight, 7:10, the start time there. Dodgers are in Colorado. The Angels hosting Texas. Shohei Ohtani, the aforementioned player, batting two, is pitching tonight against Texas, 8:38 start time there. And the Cubs, mentioned them, asked the question, Cub fans, how are you feeling at this trade deadline as opposed to 2021? 8:45, Justin Steele going against Alex Wood tonight out in San Francisco, 31:48. Responding to the question on the text line, hate to see them go, but guess you get it, saying that Rizzo was the one that hurt the most. Not a Cub fan. I like Anthony Rizzo, like Kyle Schwarber. I think they're good guys, good players. Sometimes the team just makes the decisions. The front office just makes the decisions, whether fans like it or not. Kyle chiming in with his displeasure for the Cubs on the text line. That is fine. All viewpoints welcome here at Spencer at Sports. 319-366-1600. Let's get into some football. Some news happening earlier today. I mentioned there was a team that announced their starting quarterback day two into camp, and they've already announced their starting quarterback. Were we all that surprised the Atlanta Falcons have named their starting quarterback? Can you name one of the quarterbacks on the Atlanta Falcons? If you say Matt Ryan, you are wrong. It's not Matt Ryan anymore. He's an Indy. Remember, their options: Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, and I believe Felipe Franks. Is he still in the Falcons? Razorback Dale, need your help. Felipe Franks, he's still a Atlanta Falcon. Regardless, the Falcons have named Marcus Mariota their opening week starter. Of course, he came in this offseason. Matt Ryan sent to Indianapolis. Marcus Mariota will be the starter. The rookie Desmond Ridder out of Cincinnati will be the backup, per CBS Sports. The Falcons making that announcement earlier today. There was that interesting story earlier today, the impromptu press conference called by Kyler Murray. Kyler, of course, signing a big extension, $230.5 million ahead of training camp, and the Cardinals making some news when it was reported that the deal includes an addendum, a clause, mandating that Murray complete 4 hours of independent game study per week, which, of course, implies that, well, he wasn't doing that to begin with as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Well, Kyler Murray having an impromptu press conference today to criticize the discussion of his work ethic surrounding this independent study clause. Murray saying to reporters, "I feel it's necessary with what's going on regarding me and the things that have been said about me. To think that I can accomplish everything that I've accomplished in my career and not be a student of the game and not have passion and not take this serious is almost disrespectful, and it's almost a joke." Murray going on to say that he's flattered that that you believe, meaning the reporters believe, media believes, that he can go out there and not prepare for the game and not take it seriously. Murray said, "It's disrespectful to my peers, to all the great athletes and great players that are in this league." He says, "This game's too hard. The position is too hard not to study." He said, "Those of you out there that believe I'd be standing here today in front of you without having a work ethic and without preparing," Murray says he's honored that you would think that, but it doesn't exist and it's not possible. What do you think? Do you believe Kyler Murray wasn't studying so that the Cardinals needed to put that in his contract? 319-366-1600. Obviously, if it's in there, the Cardinals felt something needed to change, so they put it in there. I can't imagine the Cardinals would just put that in there on a whim and just be like, "Yeah, we just want to make sure he's studying. Make sure he's doing what, as the starting quarterback for an NFL franchise, should do." Find that hard to believe. Not a great look either for Kyler Murray. But he says he's offended. Don't question him. Do not question Kyler Murray and his work ethic. I see you out there questioning him. He's going to He's going to tell you with his impromptu press conference. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Mentioned Aaron Rodgers. This clip's been making the rounds all across sports media. The conversation has been making the rounds, too. It's not really a conversation in the sense of one person talking to another directly. It's kind of little subtleties between Aaron Rodgers and his former receiver mate, Devontae Adams. Devontae comparing Aaron Rodgers and Derek Carr. Yeah. Saying, you know, going from one Hall of Famer to another is, you know, there's a challenge, but it's all part of the game. Essentially what Devontae Adams was saying. Aaron Rodgers asked about former Iowa State Cyclone Alan Lazard at their day one of practice yesterday, and had some high praise for Mr. Lazard, and quipped back at Devontae Adams.
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough going from Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer. you know, from Devontae to Alan, it's going to be, you know, a transition, but he's capable of a lot. And the way things have gone with the reps and the guys that we've had here and the targets that we've you know, doled out, he hasn't had a ton of opportunities, but he's since his first day here, he's turned heads. And so it's not surprising him to go out and have a really consistent day today. But he's been working hard. He has a lot to prove, I think, to himself and other people, maybe to the team as well. So I like a hungry Alan Lazard, and it'll be an adjustment for us, but I'm happy with day one.
Lazard also weighing in, speaking with the Green Bay media yesterday, asked about the current state of the receiver room with the Packers and whether or not he feels he can be the number one receiver in Green Bay.
Absolutely. I've never wavered on the belief in myself to be able to step up. You know, obviously when Devontae was here, his talent is extreme, is tremendous. You know, undoubtedly he's the best wide receiver in the league right now. And probably will be for a while, but that doesn't mean that I'm far behind him from that standpoint. And I learned a lot from him. He's taught me a lot, not on the field, but off the field, and how to carry yourself as a professional and as a man as well. So I'm thankful for my time with him, but, you know, things move on and it's a different age now.
Lazard talking about how he was able to win the trust coming up through the ranks with the Green Bay Packers, win the trust of Aaron Rodgers, and what he's sharing, his advice he's sharing with the number of rookie receivers or second-year receivers about gaining number 12's trust.
Consistency. I think that's the biggest thing. Consistency. If he knows where you're going to be, if he knows that how you're going to run your route and all that, I think that's probably the biggest thing, and just working hard. I mean, you got to show him that you care. And I think that was my biggest thing when I first came here, is that I just wanted to earn his respect. I knew earning his respect was showing up every single day and being consistent. And I think gradually as time went on, we built this chemistry and it kept growing from there.
Former Iowa State Cyclone Alan Lazard talking after day one of Packers training camp up in Green Bay. That audio, by the way, courtesy of Packers.com. 2:52, we'll take a quick 60-second timeout. Back to wrap up the show after this here on The Gym.
Stop buying tickets without rewards and start getting more from the only ticketing company that rewards you for buying, Vivid Seats. Buy 10 tickets, the 11th is on us. That's like 10% back every time you buy. And with 100% buyer guarantee and over 100 million tickets sold, that's something to sing, laugh, cheer, scream, buy about. Head to VividSeats.com for terms and conditions. Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback. And by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Back, coming up on 2:54 here at KGYM, 319-366-1600. Our text line available for all of our local shows. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. Get you what's on tap momentarily. I mentioned earlier in the week we had a quick collector's corner the National Sports Car Sports Collectors Convention. A lot of people who criticize you in the hobby if you don't get the name of the event correct. I've seen a lot of people. It's not the Nationals. It's the National on hobby Twitter this week. So it's the National Sports Collectors Convention in Atlantic City, New Jersey. A little bit too far away for a lot of us here in the Midwest, out in the East Coast. It is going on. I believe kicked off yesterday. We'll talk more about that coming up tomorrow to wrap up the week, but it is going on. I mentioned I was going to talk a little bit more about that. My previous experiences at the National, for those of you who are among the collectors in the audience, as a passionate collector myself, always looking for the latest hobby news. Saw this. I'm planning on reading this after the show. Did not get a chance to before the show today, but interesting article on the front page of ESPN.com. We've talked about the LeBron James triple logo man card. It's three of the NBA logo man logos in one basketball card, all from three stops in LeBron James's career. Well, Drake, the rapper, was part of a chase to pull that card earlier this year. He did not end up being the one that pulled the card. It was two other people who are not seen seen very fondly in the hobby. But I digress. There's a feature story on ESPN.com about trying to pull this multi-million dollar card. I think it sold for like $6 million. If you're interested in kind of reading an interesting look at the state of the card hobby, for those of you who are still interested in that, or even if you're not, you're like, wait, baseball cards, football cards are still a thing? Yeah, you could read that on ESPN.com. I'll read it and report back tomorrow. That's my homework for tomorrow here at KGYM. My homework right now, my assignment right now, is to tell you what's coming up on What's on Tap for the rest of our local programming. Gym class coming in here between 3 and 4. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you. They've got John Steppe from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Media Day takeaways from the Hawkeye perspective. John will be joining them just after 3:30 today. Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn coming up between 4 and 6. Scott Docterman of The Athletic set to join them today just after 4:30. And then none other than Frank Garza, father of Luca Garza, joining them today. Luca hosting some camps here in the great state of Iowa coming up very soon. Frank's got the details for you coming up on the show today here on KGYM with Todd and Alex between 4 and 6. ESPN Radio programming for you here tonight after 6. Right here on KGYM. Got some baseball this weekend. Also some racing from the Brickyard in Indianapolis. Check out the full sports broadcast schedule at KGYMradio.com. Also, there is our poll question for today, and it has to do with the college football playoff expansion. Which expansion of the CFP would you prefer at this point? Would you prefer 12 teams or 16 teams? You could vote at KGYMradio.com. A poll question brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Poll question there. Podcasts for all our local shows also at KGYMradio.com. Enjoy the gorgeous weather out there. We're back here tomorrow getting you set for the sports weekend right here on KGYM. The gym class with Scott and Mark on the way next. Have a great day.